It's just a restriction. I don't think it's going to have the effect that they want. But it sounds awful good when you hold up the picture and you see all the little kids, 94 to 2004. And I don't think your statistics are going to show that it was all that worthwhile.
Senator James Inhofe not really agreeing with the 23 executive actions that the president has suggested and is heaping onto Congress. Hello, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We meet again, and what are we talking about right out of the gate? Big shout out to all of you in those nooks and crannies, each of you in different states dealing with different kinds of gun laws. Will we see background checks get tighter? It'll be the end of semi-automatic weapons and ammunition, or does everything pretty much stay the same, only the volume gets louder? I can tell you one thing, not surprisingly, gun stocks have soared, and the sale of weapons in the face of a potential any kind of ban. Let me give you an example. The stock for Sturm Ruger, has risen 13% in the month since the shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. And you can look at other places like Dick's Sporting Goods. They've notched up a little bit because they certainly sell weapons. The stock at Cabela's also surging, has gained almost 20% over the last month. And the reason is because of people being concerned about weapons, concerned whether weapons would be there or not, especially the assault rifles. They are selling out. Any version of them are selling out, because if a ban passes, it would impact manufacturers of high-capacity magazines, which includes the Beta Company. They make 100-round drums, and SGM Tactical, they produce, so you know, 30-round and 100-round mags. And high-capacity magazines definitely face a potential ban because they were used by Adam Lanza in the Newtown shooting and by James Holm, the suspect in the mass shooting last year at the movie theater in Aurora, Colorado. The president acknowledged when he addressed the crowd, addressed essentially the nation in a press conference, that he faces serious opposition in trying to get an assault weapon bill passed by a Republican-controlled House, and talked about, you know, what was going to happen as far as background checks, and really was pushing the background checks probably the most. It's interesting because if someone shot me a tweet from this, as the president was speaking, the exact same time, thousands of gun industry folks packed into what they call the SHOT Show. It's an annual trade show in Vegas, and it's owned and sponsored by the National Shooting Sports Foundation, and that is an organization based in Newtown, less than 2 miles from the site of the Sandy Hook school shooting. At this point, there is no doubt you just are not on the fence about this. If you're in Congress, you have tried, so many have tried to balance this, have tried not to come out on come out with anything relating to guns. In fact, think about the issues. Guns were actually further down the list. Every time Americans are polled about what they're concerned about, guns don't even make it into the top five. Now suddenly elevated because of the two mass shootings, which were horrific, without a doubt. I mean, absolutely horrific. So it's interesting that the gun industry is thriving in the face of this potential ban of all sorts, and, you know, at the same time, the issue is not going away, and the push is there. Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, says this is absolutely abuse of executive powers in what the president has stated, the initiating the 23 executive orders, which were vague. A lot of them are not specifically spelled out. They're broad strokes. I think if anything, Rubio says the president is targeting the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens instead of seriously addressing the real underlying cause of such violence. There has been, of course, massive reaction. A lot of lawmakers and others trying to figure out what does this all mean. Some are non-committal, a lot are sketchy, and I think are trying to do that dance. They're trying to get around what ultimately is going to be in the lap of Congress. That's it. And Rubio is on the bench for 2016. Rents Priebus, who is the chairman of the Republican National Committee, accused the president of an executive power grab. Representative government is meant to give voice to the people, is what he said. The president's unilateral executive action ignores this principle. But the 23 actions that are signed don't go as far as people thought. In fact, most of it is appointing administrators, publishing letters, that kind of stuff. I mean, even one of the things that was on the president's list was provide incentives for schools to hire school resource officers. Seems pretty harmless to me. So some of the things aren't quite as controversial as initially it was looking. Seven states, Alabama, Florida, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and West Virginia, have considered laws to prevent doctors from talking to patients about guns in their homes. Only Florida's became law because a federal judge issued a permanent injunction against enforcing it. See, that's the whole thing with the mental health. Doctors and other mental health professionals, wouldn't they be somehow involved in this, in protecting patients and the community? Because they would have to report, we would think, they'd be the last gatekeeper. They have to report direct and credible threats of violence to the cops. And they would be the ones. So there was a lot of vagueness to what was released. And most of it actually was, I went through all the whole list, improve incentives, address unnecessary legal barriers when it comes to health insurance, Portability and Accountability Act, that may prevent states from making information available to the background check system. That kind of stuff is in there. Launch a national safe and responsible gun ownership campaign. Review safety standards for gun locks and gun safes. Okay, so not necessarily quite what I thought was going to come out of this. But, it's what's vague could become much more concrete and could certainly change. With all this, launch a dialogue, launch a campaign, release a letter. That probably is going to cost about $500 million to do that, to commit to just that. And these are pretty broad-stroke plans. Ultimately, it's up to Congress. They're going to have to decide on making laws or changing something or whatever. And then the president would have the power of the pen at this point, if it gets to that. Coming up next, we're talking some football. You get to nail the score on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
All right, we don't have to use that dang computer, because guess what? We're down to 2 games. That's it. AFC and NFC, baby. Here's the way we roll. If you correctly nail the score, you win bragging rights and a prize pack from America tonight. Okay, this is how the games are laid out this time around. 3 o'clock on Sunday, San Francisco and Atlanta. After that, 6:30, Baltimore and New England. There are so many good themes this time around. I mean, really. I can make a case for every team but New England. I know there's a lot of New England fans out there, and it's not that I just hate New England. In fact, I like visiting a lot of the New England states. But, you know, Patriots, come on. Let's give somebody else a chance. So, San Francisco and Atlanta. I am going with San Francisco. I think the final score is going to be 27-21. And on the next game, the Ravens and New England, because I'm just pulling for the Ravens, I'm going to say, even though I'm not a big Ray Lewis fan, but I'm a fan of some other things happening with that team. I love Ray Rice, the kid from Rutgers, who has, you know, been a one-man wrecking crew on the ground. Well over 1,000 yards. I'm going to say Ravens win this one, and the score in that one's maybe a little bit higher, 35-27. Yeah, I'm sticking to that too. It's tough. It's tough. I think it's going to be fun to watch though. Fox for the first one, CBS for the second one, 3 o'clock kick. I already said that. And 6:30, these are East Coast times. Matt, what do you think?
I think there is some crazy cosmic things going on around here because we are almost in sync. I don't know what that means. It never works out really well. But I'm going Niners 27, Falcons 23. I'm just not that impressed by the Falcons. And to be honest with you, I think Seattle, they pretty much could have won that game. And, I mean, the Falcons got up early. They had that 20-0 lead and then just sleptwalked through the end of it and got lucky. And I think the Niners can handle them with Kaepernick. Over in the AFC, I got the Ravens 38, the Patriots 33. Torrey Smith has been impressing the hell out of me with all. He's one of the best deep threats in the NFL right now. And the Patriots secondary used to be extremely awesome. Now, I think they're going to have some troubles with Torrey Smith. And I think the Ravens are actually going to be passing a lot and beating the Patriots that way.
All right, passing a lot. I agree with you. That would be the best way for them to win. On the other side of the ball, though, the Patriots, which I'm not picking them, I still like Wes Welker. He's had a good year. He's like a little gnat. He doesn't go away. I love him.
And the Patriots are without Gronkowski, too, and that hurts them.
That's true. Okay, so we are both in sync with that. The Ravens and San Francisco, you might see it a different way. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Let's go to our first victim. How about Dan the Man in Texas? Hey, Dan.
Hello, my love.
Hello.
Had the headphones off, had the phone to my ear.
I love it. I mean, do we have, like, some applause for that? What's going on in that studio?
I bow to you, my lady.
Thank you.
My princess of the night.
Thank you.
My mistress of the night. There you go.
There you go.
Now, here we go. What game?
The San Francisco 49ers, or do you like Atlanta?
No, I'm going to go with Frisco, and I'm going to give them 35-24 on that game.
35-24, okay.
And on the Ravens, I'm going to take them 35-24 against, no, I'm going to make that 35-27 against the
New England Patriots. There you go.
Yeah,
nice.
My last little bit is we are under threat both domestically and foreignly by the President of the United States. This man is not an American citizen, and he's committed an act of treason by trying to go around Congress. It's time for us not only to impeach him, but to put him in jail.
Dan has spoken. Dan, you need to read those 23 things. They're very vague, trust me. Thank you.
Doesn't matter. He's already violated the Constitution more than once.
Here's the thing. There's no way. I will walk naked to New Jersey if he is impeached, Dan. That's not going to happen. He's a big football fan. He'll be watching these two games. Thanks, Dan. Let's move to Rick in Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Hey, how about those 23 executive orders? There's one good one in there.
What one?
Well, he's going to make CDC there in Atlanta study mental health more, concentrate on it more.
Yeah. Oh.
Palin.
I knew there had to be a Palin connection in there somewhere.
And the people that voted for her, see? So I said, man, what did you guys think?
Ba-dum-bump. So you are awful.
So that's one good thing come out there.
Yeah. They're vague. I mean, it seemed like, okay, if you, on the surface, it's like, wow, executive order, but not even assault weapons, any of that kind of stuff. I thought the same thing, but then you look down at it, and it's really all on Congress. What he said is all heaped on Congress. And so, honestly, you know what? Honestly, folks, I don't think there's going to be any change. I don't. There's no votes there. They're not going to do anything. Mm-mm.
They're coming up for election 2 years. The NRA's going to make sure of that.
It's not happening. Yeah, nothing's going to change. I don't think so.
Are you going out there, Washington, watch the against the war in?
No. Are you going?
No. to get no tickets.
Well, yeah, here's the problem. Okay, giant crowds. It still wouldn't be like it was in 2008. Big crowds, not great places to stay. Yeah, too many people, for one. Doesn't sound fun to me. I'd rather be home.
I can give us a play-by-play what's going on.
Oh, no. Second time around for any president, no matter, you know, who he is. Is that president, is it exciting to see it the second time around? The answer would be no. San Francisco and Atlanta, what do you think?
San Francisco, 30. Atlanta, 17.
Ooh, 30, 17. Okay.
And I got a squeaker. I got Baltimore, 28. New England, 24.
28. Oh, so you're saying Ravens, too.
Yeah.
Wow, you like the idea of the brothers playing each other?
Yeah.
I do, too. I think that would be a storyline that would be cool, and it's one that should have played out before and didn't get played out, so maybe this time around we get to see it. Thanks, Rick. Enjoy the games. Yep. Let's go to Terry in Missouri. Hello, Terry.
Good morning.
Hello.
First of all, on the list, what I liked was number 4 with the complete background checks.
Yeah.
But doesn't that go against what he was calling for against Arizona's law on their checks with, against criminals that they were stopping and checking their background and immigration status?
Yeah, there'd be a whole lot of checking going on if that were to happen, and I think there'd be it's not going to happen because it's going to go back into Congress's lap. It's not a true executive order. It's just
the
suggestions. That's the thing that people are confusing. That's the thing. That's what people are confusing. All right, so what do you think? Do you like San Francisco? Do you like Atlanta?
I like San Francisco, and I think that one's going to be the high-scoring one at 38-31.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to be 24-21 Baltimore and the other one. Yes, I like the Harbaugh brothers.
I do, too. I like the Harbaugh brothers, and I'd love to see them play each other. How confusing that would be for their family. Their dad seems like such a cool guy. I saw a story on him. And look at his two sons grow up to be decent football players, but they actually really excel in coaching. Tara, thanks. Enjoy the games as well. Nail the score. You can do it. 855-266-5283. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Exciting. They're always coming up with something new, something different, something that's going to help this offense.
That was Colin Kaepernick. He is the quarterback for San Francisco. So far, everybody picking San Francisco over Atlanta. Where's all those Falcon fans? San Francisco and Atlanta. Let's tell them what fabulous prizes they could win if they nail the score. Besides bragging rights, ooh, how about those movie passes? Oh yeah, forget the leather coat, we already gave that to Dave in Vermont. Oh yeah, forget the GPS, we already gave that to Dave in Vermont. But we still have some good things left in the prize closet. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE, or americatonight.net. Click on contact, bada bing, you're in. And if you correctly nail the score, you are the winner. And some people have come really, really close, but haven't nailed it. However, Dave in Vermont did it, so we did have a winner this year. Let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hello, Dale.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I think that was Izzy on the radio a while ago, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I always remember the pretty cops that arrested me more than once. She's one of them.
You can tell that she was a take no prisoners kind of woman, but really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kick butt girl. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm gonna go 21-17 Atlanta.
Oh, rocking the boat, Atlanta. Okay, 21-17.
And I'm going 17-10 Baltimore.
17-10, so defense.
Yeah. No,
okay.
I never worry about it. I just pick a score.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do. It's like circling lottery numbers, absolutely.
Well,
you got it.
Up, I've added up this year now my picks. I'm only off 535 points.
I'm probably off 734 points. I don't even know. Oh, that's brilliant. You are always so funny and clever. Thank you, Dale in Illinois.
Okay, thanks, Kate.
All right, bye-bye. 855-266-5283. 855-266-Kate. We're down to AFC and NFC, and then ultimately, as I have now mentioned, February 3rd is the Super Bowl. You know, it seems like I'm always saying this, so not to parrot myself, but can you believe that we've gotten through 17 weeks of football and now a couple weekends of playoffs, and we're almost at the point of the Super Bowl? Where did the season go? Hall of Fame game, poof, and then we're off to the races. If there's something about the football season, I mean, we love it, of course. We love football. It's automatic. You're setting your watch to it. You always know when the games are on and what's happening, and then it goes away, and there's a weird period, kind of a dry period, and then boom, we're into the playoffs again. I mean, we're out of the playoffs, and we're into baseball because we get through spring training. And it starts to pick up again. Sports kind of, you know, picks up again. We have basketball and the championships there and the dance and everything that entails, the football pools, and we have nailed the score again. But there is a little bit of a 6-7 week period where it's kind of slow. We're just talking about things that are happening. Unless you're huge into the NBA, huge into college basketball, where you're just following, you can't get enough of it. In other words, you're not late to the game when we get to the end of the road and we're making the charts and coming up with the pools and being involved in that. But I find there is, even for the most rabid sports fan, it is kind of it's like we hibernate. It's winter, we hibernate, oh, boo-hoo, football's over, and baseball's not really quite here. We're talking about it, but it's not really here. So this is it. It's the end of the line, last stop, a couple more nail the scores, and then it comes back for basketball, but that's not until March. So 855-266-5283. Got a couple of people who sent me emails. Sally from Jackson Hole, wow, saying exactly where she is, wondering where Sally's listening to us. And Sally says, I believe that San Francisco will win. The final score is going to be 45-38. I'm going to say the same score for the Ravens. I know that we are talking about some pretty decent defenses, but I think in the end someone pulls away. So that's my scores on both sides. I'm sticking to it. Don't know much about football. I'm more of a baseball chick, but we'll see if I get lucky. Yeah, sometimes it really is about luck. That's why I always make that analogy about the circling lottery numbers, because you can analyze the games backwards and forwards. You could really know football, have followed it from the beginning of the season, let's say, looked at the preseason charts and magazines and all of that stuff, you know, gone 150 degrees overboard to just know everything you can about your team, the teams, all that stuff. And in the end, when you look at temperatures and field conditions and offenses and rush defenses, it's not going to matter. It's how they play the game. Is there any turnovers or special teams do something fantastic? Does a quarterback have a great day and scramble for a bunch of first downs when they can't seem to get it together otherwise? So San Francisco and Atlanta reaching this point as the favorites to be the NFC team in New Orleans is not necessarily a shocker at all if you watch this season, because they were on pace to do it. The Kaepernick, Colin Kaepernick, who you heard, has a 98.7 passer rating, going 6-2 as a starter since taking, you know, taking the reins. His overall performance, and the big one was the huge thrashing of Green Bay. San Francisco is a bigger, badder, and much more dangerous this time around than it was a year ago. And he's, you know what, he's a guy that I'm talking about trying to rush to try to come up with something. He's a guy who can rush if he has to. If he's got to try to pick up a couple of extra yards, it wouldn't be surprising to see him scramble at all. And Atlanta blew some big leads, 20-0, 27-7 against Seattle, and then we saw the game-winning 49-yard field goal with 8 seconds left. It's not going to be, I don't think it's going to be an easy time for Atlanta. I think they're going to have a much tougher time. All right, moving about the numbers again, 855-266-5283. See Dr. E in Kentucky. I love this guy because he has so many miles on his car. Hey, Dr. E, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm up to 388,000.
Woo! 388,000. I can't wait till you just click over that number. You are so close. You got to be close to the Guinness Book of World Records. I'm going to find that out.
When you do, just...
I'll let you know. I will. What do you think?
Go ahead, ma'am.
San Francisco, I love it. I love a man who calls me ma'am. You know that, Dr. E. San Francisco or Atlanta?
Oh, San Francisco,
27-25. 27, did anyone pick that? No, 27-25. So close to mine and so close to Matt's. Okay, and what about the Ravens-Patriots game?
Oh, let's see, that's in Foxborough, ain't it?
Yes.
I'll take the Pats.
Pats?
24-21.
24-21. Dr. E, keep on cruising down those highways in Kentucky. We got you locked and loaded. Enjoy the games.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Thank you, sir. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE, or flip me an email, americatonight.net. We're nailing the score. If you just tuned in, saying, why isn't she talking about what Obama said and what the reaction is? Because we're always talking about it. This is the fun, cool thing we do during football season for 3 segments once a week. We'll have another segment leading up to the Super Bowl. And then Nail the Score goes on hiatus until we get to March Madness. Then it comes back again by popular request. So if you're listening to me, it's like picking lottery numbers. Just tell us who you think is going to win in the games, San Francisco or Atlanta, the Ravens or the Patriots. And once you do, as long as nobody else has that same score, you will own it. And maybe you'll be lucky like Dave in Vermont and you'll nail the score, and if you nail the score, I think really more than anything you get bragging rights, but you do win the prize pack from America Tonight. So you could be lucky and be a winner. Either way, it's a whole lot of fun to try to guess the score. I've found out over the years because it's not so easy to do. I was stunned when Dave in Vermont did it. It seems as though it would be easy, but it just isn't, because the games don't always end up the way you think. Sometimes they're so crazy lopsided. I mean, look at New England beating Houston last week, 41-28. I don't know that I would have predicted that score. In fact, I didn't predict that score. So you are just picking numbers. Just remember that, who you think's going to win and what the score is going to be. Shoot it to me at americatonight.net or jingle this number, 855-266-5283.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Never before has there been a nail hardener that requires no drying time. The all-natural herbal blends of Nails of Steel can help eliminate cracking, splitting, hangnails, and other nail problems with virtually no drying time. Nails of Steel is hypoallergenic and biodegradable, and is so easy to use you can keep it at the home or at the office. Just massage this rich, creamy herbal lotion over your natural or polished nails, and within the first week you will begin to notice your nails looking healthier and strengthening.
My fingernails were always chipped, and then I started using Nails of Steel. Today my nails are healthy and strong, and they look like I just walked out of the salon.
Nails of Steel is also used by men. Men work hard, and our hands can show it.
I used to have split, broken nails. With Nails of Steel, I can work hard, be rough, and still have strong nails, and keep my hands looking groomed.
You don't have to be a female to want Nails of Steel. Everyone wants a good-looking pair of hands. And broken, chipped, and damaged nails can be painful. Go to nailsofsteel.com for healthy, manicured-looking nails. Nailsofsteel.com for the salon in a bottle. That's nailsofsteel.com.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a threefold new Sophian dream.
If you want to weigh in on Nail the Score, you can do it through the magic of Al Gore's internet at americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in only till the top of the hour. Or ring up these digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. And we didn't even have to use a computer this time around because we knew, magic it is, that we're only down to two more games. And the two games are San Francisco and Atlanta, the Ravens, and the Patriots. I know a lot of people that are going to be, in my life, they're going to be pulling for New England. I just cannot go there. Oh, I don't want this to... In the AFC, you're going to have the same teams from the year before for the first time in 25 years when the Patriots play the Ravens on Sunday in Foxborough, where New England, by the way, has never lost with a Super Bowl on the line. New England won last year, if you remember, 23-20, and it was dramatic. I still remember it because of three of my friends living in the Boston area talking about, you know, I mean, just living and dying with this team. Lee Evans almost caught a game-winning TD from Joe Flacco in the closing seconds. The Patriots' safety, Sterling Moore, I think, was the guy who knocked the ball loose. And that set the stage for what ended up being the field goal miss that would have sent the contest between the two teams to the OT. So, you know, who knew? And this time around, after New England cruises to the big win, let's see what happens when they meet. The Ravens are definitely amped up because this is the retiring of linebacker Ray Lewis. And he wants that ring, of course. He wants that ring. And so do his teammates. Baltimore beating New England, remember that, on week three. And that was a crazy game, too, 31-30. But it wasn't at Foxborough, and it was during the regular season. So I think it's pretty tough. They're pretty tough to beat, I mean, even if we don't want to see them win. But Tom Brady, as Matt mentioned, doesn't have one of his best weapons. Gronkowski is out. Rob Gronkowski is out for the season. He was out. He re-injured a forearm against the Texans, and he's a big difference maker. So let's see what happens. Let's see what happens here. Plus, the Patriots, when I was looking up stuff on special teams, they have had some abysmal performances with special teams. I mean, they certainly have had some good ones, too, but they've allowed some pretty big returns. So maybe that happens, and it's in the favor of the Ravens. But, boy, Foxborough is a tough place to play when you're talking about playoffs. Oh, so, so tough. There is no gimme in this one, and this team is just built. The team is just built for success, and especially when they can taste it, when they can see it, that they're that close to a Super Bowl. All right, I'm going to give out the numbers again. If you want to jingle them, Wake Up America, your chance to nail the score and win the prize pack from America tonight, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Go to the mailbag, because we do have some there. I want to make sure that we get them in. Michael Wilson says, I'm going to use the same guest for both. I haven't done this before, but I like San Francisco by a score of 38-21. Use the same score for the Ravens beating the Patriots. I'm sure most people think that's crazy or backwards. Because how can you beat New England? Even if you don't know a lot about football, you know that the Patriots always seem to be contending. All right, this one comes to us from Crystal Palace. I love the nicknames, although I don't know if I want to go there and know what the nicknames always mean. But CP says, how are you? I've been listening to the whole Nail the Score shenanigans throughout the season. I get a chuckle out of some of the people that call the show. It is fun entertainment, I will tell you, at times. The guesses are tough, and I realized in listening for a few weeks that nobody really knows what's going to happen. I think when you say that, you are dead on, Ms. Delaney, but this is my best shot at it since we're getting close to the close of the season. I thought I'd be brave. And I will tell you that I think Atlanta wins this. Give it to them 42-29. 42-29. Then we slide over to the Patriots, and the Patriots will win. I think they handily beat the Ravens. This time around, it'll be 38-17. Okay, 38-17. That's a pretty wide gap. So the Patriots, the favored team, and to me, it has the makings of not so much blowout, but as really a tight matchup. And the Ravens, can you imagine if they went away for part two, after losing last time and being oh so close, to getting there. Imagine what you would feel like then. Imagine that plane ride back. Oh, it'd be the worst. I used to have a friend who worked for Buffalo during their Super Bowl years and said, you know, the season, it would be the same thing. The season would be so exciting. And then they get to the promised land and lose, whether it was a tight loss or a little more than that. They always assume they'll be back. And eventually they weren't back anymore, and it was too late, too many tries, and it didn't work out for Jim Kelly. So he's one of those quarterbacks that could end up like Tony Romo, could end up like him, where he had all kinds of records and was a good quarterback, was a great quarterback, but never, for whatever reasons, never a better team. Once they got to the Super Bowl, whatever, they were never able to capitalize on his talents. And for whatever reason, for, like I said, a myriad of reasons, I think it's going to be the same thing with Tony Romo. For all you Cowboy fans, all kinds of records, just amazing performances at times. However, it poor interceptions that you can't make when you're marching through the playoffs, trying to get through the playoffs, trying to get in the playoffs. So he's always going to be dogged by that. And I think it's going to be like a Jim Kelly scenario. Now, imagine you get this far and you're Joe Flacco and you almost tasted the Super Bowl, at least getting there last year. Ooh, you got to think that he really wants this. Oh, you got to think that they, not only for him, but for Ray Lewis and for everybody else on that team. All right, two other ones. Quickly, we'll go to those. Jody says, use these across the board. I like San Francisco to win. I think the final score is going to be 33-21. I like the Ravens on the other side of that, 33-21. Let's keep the same score. Makes it simple since I'm just taking a shot in the dark. How about this from Jody, who says, I am not good at trying to guess scores, but just for the heck of it, I'm going to do it. Give me San Francisco 17-7, and give me the Ravens 48-38. Ooh, I hope I nail the score. I hope somebody nails the score. Good luck to everybody who played. We'll have to watch those games and see if anybody clears out the prize closet. Good luck.
Balance, harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug, Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.